Captain Reynolds. All the young fellas loved Lady Mary. High time she chose one to marry. Never a one pleased her at all, till Captain Reynolds paid a call. He was a dashing red-haired stranger, eyes as bright as a flashing razor. She said, "Captain Reynolds, I'll be your wife." He said, "Mary, I'll love you all your life." He said he had a house with a high-fenced garden, gates of iron and walls of marble. It stood alone in a wood somewhere, but he never once took Mary there. The night before they were to marry, them and their friends were making merry. They spoke of dreams. Mary shook and cried, "Let me tell you a dream I dreamt last night. I was walking in a wood where I've never been, looking at a house I've never seen. The sun shone hot, but the air struck cold. On the open door were the words, 'Be bold.' I dreamt I entered a handsome hall, saw a fox's mask upon the wall, and written over the stairs in letters of gold, 'Be bold, be bold, be not too bold.' But you must remember," Mary said, "this was all a dream inside my head. It is not so, and it was not so, and God forbid it should be so. I dreamt I climbed those stairs and found an oaken door with iron bound. It was locked, I knocked, no one replied, but I heard a stir in the yard outside. Then in my dream it seemed," she said, "above the door these words I read, 'Be bold, be bold, be not too bold, lest your heart's blood should run cold.'" Captain Reynolds' face grew hard and pale, and he broke in as she told her tale. "Your dream cannot be true, I know. It is not so, and it was not so." She said, "Into that hall a young man ran. I saw an axe flash in his hand. I hid behind a barrel beneath the stair. He was dragging a young girl by the hair. She fought and she tore as he pulled her past. She seized the newel post and held it fast. He up with his axe, she would not let go. He cut her hand off with one blow. The blood sprung up and the blood ran down. It stained the lace upon my gown. That young girl's screams rung around and around. Her hand lay by me on the ground. And still she bled and still she cried, as he carried her up the door swung wide. And before it shut I saw inside 6 dead women, each dressed as a bride. in a silence like a fall of snow. No, said Captain Reynolds, no, it is not so, and it was not so, and God forbid it should be so. Oh, Captain Reynolds, Mary cried, that was no dream I dreamt last night. I saw you drag her by the hair up that cold and cruel stair. Oh, Captain Reynolds, my love, I believe you've lost your left-hand glove. Why, here it is, take it back again, spotted and marked with a dark, dark stain. For I found your house with the high-fenced garden, gates of iron and walls of marble. It is so, and it was so, and here's her hand I have to show. She flung the dead girl's dead hand down. Not one soul spoke nor made a sound. They gathered round him, one and all, and cut him into pieces small. Far away across the dark, last night I heard a vixen bark. She barked so long and she barked so late. She must have lost the fox, her mate.